Okay, the meeting of the Board of Adjustments is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I'll be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, member at large.
Greg Meyer, District 2.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Mickey Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay, should we approve the minutes of the last meeting? Any corrections or additions? We looked them over last Thursday and they appeared to be fine. I'd accept a motion.
To approve.
Craig, motion to approve.
I'll second it.
Del, seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, that's taken care of. Okay. Procedure for this evening is the administrative staff will introduce the application. Applicants or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through the board. Sufficient time will be given for those to speak. After all comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One is to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. The second one is to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions related to the county's control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal within 30 days to the district court. Questions regarding the appeals process can be discussed with the administrative staff after the hearing. At this time, I'd ask the vice chair, who's not here tonight, but Craig will, to read aloud the guidelines of the Minnesota state statute the board must follow in order to deny or support any variance.
So instead of trying to bore everybody with this, I'm just going to say that everything that we do either approve or deny tonight must fall within Minnesota Statute 394.27, practical difficulties. You can look it up if you want, but I'll save some time.
There we go. Okay, please turn off all electronic devices and we will continue. Was there any old business?
No, Mr. Chair, and then in light of some circumstances, I request that we move applicant number 10 to the beginning with George and Janice Johnson.
Okay, that would be acceptable. Okay, yes, would you come forward, please? Yep. Okay, this is George and Janice, would you sit down and explain your plight and what you're planning to do, and well, a little detail. Can you turn the mic, is the mic on?
Yeah,
the
mic is on.
I met my wife up at Bad Medicine Lake on Samuel Road, and we lived up there for a few years, and with kids, we decided to move to Park Rapids, and so the kids could be more involved in activities. And it was, you know, 65 miles round trip. So anyway, I'll cut it short. We decided we would sell our home, and we wanted to have a little retirement home up at Bad Medicine. So we started there, and we want to end up there.
Okay.
And I guess. I guess we've been involved with this property for many years, but starting in May, I was given informal no problem with getting a building permit, And then I found out later, after we put our place up for sale, that it was 5 acres on the back lot, and that was a a larger piece of land, and we didn't mind living back there, and we'd still have access to the lake. So anyway, I found out through Tim Holzkamp that you're required to have 20 acres to build, and 5 acres doesn't cut it up there. So anyway, so we applied for the building permit to go onto the lake. And anyway, we just run into some difficulties about how, you know, can have there is one cabin, 3-bedroom cabin there, and I guess the way it reads is you can't have more than one dwelling on the lakeside.
Yep.
So that's what we're trying to work out. We just understand that it's possible to subdivide it, have it surveyed, and have that the area that we want subdivided. We don't know yet.
Okay. So you have not subdivided it?
No.
Okay. I don't think that's the issue this evening, is it, to subdivide it?
Make it contingent.
Pardon?
Right. Make it contingent for sure.
Yep.
Absolutely.
If you decide to approve, it can remove amenities from that current structure.
Right.
Or subdivide the property.
Okay.
You just can't have all three, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's the choice.
So you're requesting to be 20 feet from the road right-of-way and 15 feet from the bluff.
10 feet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You've heard the applicant speak to what he's proposing to do, and we need to decide what action we want to take in regard to that. Okay. Any questions of the applicant?
Another question, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Did you approach Forest Township for a variance to build a building on a smaller piece of property than 20 acres, which is ridiculous in this situation?
Absolutely.
Crazy.
20 acres anywhere in this county is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, especially when they're that close to the lake. Or
well, that close to the lake, but I mean, seriously, 20 acres.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's not attainable for the average person.
No.
That's crazy.
But you could have got a variance in Forest Township. Do they not issue variances, Kyle? I mean, they have their.
I was zone. Told that
I don't know. If
I could apply for a variance, but I would not get it. So save your money.
I won't say anything. Ridiculous, though.
A lot of that township lives on the lake. I mean, I know a lot of the board members on that, and a lot of them live on that lake, and they don't have 20 acres.
No.
Okay.
I'd like to tell a little story if I could, because it's so pertinent. When I was county commissioner, Forest Township was going to put in their own zoning rule. And I went up and met with them, I and Patty Swenson, who was the zoning administrator at the time. And they talked about all the good things could happen if they put in their own zoning. And I said, the only problem with that is that people, when they come before a zoning board, they can have a reasonable use of their property. But the problem is a lot of times you don't deal with reasonable people. So they didn't do it at the time, but
yeah.
After that they did.
Yeah.
And that's a real truism. Okay, my soapbox is done.
No, that's fine. Any other questions of the applicant or
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Hearing no questions. Any comments from the public?
Okay.
Would you stand up and be recognized, sir?
I'm Tim Holzkamp. I'm the chair of Forest Township.
Okay.
And we've had our restriction on lot size since 1979.
Yep.
So it's nothing new. When I talked with Dave, we kind of exchanged information about the variance, but I don't think, well, here, let me get rid of the pillar. I think we're talking cross purposes, and when we're talking about the variance, I had understood that at the time, and I think I was not getting it quite through my head what he was talking about, that what he wanted to do was separate out that back lot, which is in our conditional use zone, or conservation zone, 267 feet back from the lake. And I think now, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, what you were really looking for was to build, keeping the whole lot.
The 5 acres?
Yeah, with the other onshore lot, keep those together, but build on the back end.
Well,
you weren't planning to sever the two lots, or sever it into two different lots to build on the smaller one.
That's on a different tract, the back lot. The 5 acres is a...
Yeah, but they're all the same property. It just has an easement running through it. So there's, I think they're all the same parcel number and everything.
Are they the same parcel?
Yes.
Yeah, the same parcel. So that would, at least from my perspective, and I can't speak for the rest of the board, would make it a very different situation than what I had understood at the time. The variance would be, as you suggested, you can't have two property residences, so we would probably require some change to the existing cabin to make it, it's problematic. Guest houses have to have less than 700 feet and everything, but we could probably have worked out something there as a variance, but I'm only speaking as myself. I can't speak for the other board members. But there was no variance application put in.
Well, it's certainly better on your perspective to have the buildings cross the road and not up on that bluff.
I don't know if better or not, but it would be
better for the lake.
It would not be something that I personally would argue against. But again, I can't speak for the other board members and other members of our variance committee. We have two of our members. So I can't say what they would do in the absence of not having an application. The other thing that's been mentioned here, and I didn't really look at the site that carefully, the building site that you've identified, it might be a little bit difficult to subdivide and use that building site. It looks like it's kind of close to the site that might be difficult to divide it actually at that point, so you could use that building site.
Okay, I thank you for your input. Do you have any other point to make briefly?
No, I can't make brief points.
Okay. Well, we got a long agenda. I don't mean to cut you off. That isn't my point.
No, I know. I think I've covered the points.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Any other comment from the public?
How long is the waterfront?
Well, it's
how many feet?
There's approximately.
That's what I thought. I said it's 500 feet.
I believe it's 500 feet. I think there's five lots there, and they were surveyed out 100-foot lots.
Okay.
So
you
makes
got
sense.
Of room. You got lots of room.
Yep. Okay. Any written correspondence?
Just the one from the township, and then one neighboring in opposition.
Okay.
So two total.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from the board? All right, if hearing none, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request.
The neighboring property's all got way smaller lots. He's got a lot of lakefront. It's completely reasonable.
Yep.
I mean, there's zero concern from similar in like or the harmony of the neighborhood or whatever. Right. There's, you look on the flat map.
Yep.
We've approved several others in that lake with that bluff because of the situation, you know, and
yeah.
As far as the setback from the road is not much there, so I don't see any issue. To me, I would have said yes. I'd have been on the downboard. I would have said, you bet.
Yeah,
on the back lot.
On the back lot.
That's what they wanted. Yeah, he's going to have to do a little bit of creativity to subdivide it, but as long as he does that, I have no issue.
Yep. All right. Is that a motion?
I would just suggest, you know, they have obviously adequate area there between having 40,000 square feet and 150 feet of frontage, but I would condition that it doesn't have to have 8,500 square feet of buildable on each lot. Then it should be easily subdivided.
You mean we need to state that in the...
Yeah. That it doesn't have...
8,500 square feet of buildable given that block there, but they will have 40,000 square feet and 150 feet of frontage.
Okay.
That's all they need.
So they'll meet that requirement.
Yeah, so that'll...
Yeah.
Okay.
They won't have 8,500.
You gonna make a motion?
I'll make a motion. What Kyle said is that they meet the 40,000, but and the 150 foot. So.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, Craig, second. Any other discussion? Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed. That's carried. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You made me cry.
Okay. Yeah, good luck.
My life can go on.
Yeah, okay.
Our second applicant, Kevin and Lynette Johnson, requesting a variance to construct the ETAP structure to be 5 feet from the right of way of an old state highway due to topography and setback issues.
Did we jump out of order again?
We're back on number one.
My
now.
Bad. Oh, yep. We'll take him because he's here.
What's the number?
Okay.
Where are we at?
We'll do number two.
Okay.
Kevin and Lynette.
Okay.
My bad.
Yep. All right. We're going to start. Okay.
I'm just looking to build a storage shed on my property, and they have the old right of way, which is. The Highway 113 right-of-way is 50 feet wide. Then there's another 50 foot wide old right-of-way, so it's like 110 feet back from.
So you're in
asking. So there's like a double old right-of-way there. But
yeah.
I just want to build a 36 by 48 storage shed to throw all my toys in so they're out of the prying eyes. And
that's it. That old right-of-way has never been vacated, I don't imagine.
No.
Okay. So you're plenty far from the highway. That's
yeah, I'm probably 110 feet from the highway.
Okay. Pretty simple and straightforward.
It's still right away though.
Yes.
It's still public property.
Yep.
Gotta respect that. Regardless if it wasn't conveyed or not, I mean, the landowner can request that it gets conveyed.
Yep.
Right, and they can go through the process and say, I want to take that back, or I want to buy that back. So, I mean, that is a process.
And they should.
Well, they absolutely should. I mean,
that's why I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah. And just for your information, that may be something you want to pursue down the road to see if you can get that vacated.
Yeah.
Because
I doubt they would because, you know, they have the public launch is right there too. So, I mean, they're using that part of it on the other side of my property. They're using that part of it as a public launch.
Okay.
Lakeside. But
there's two competing priorities there. That's DNR and the DOT. So they don't talk to each other. Even though there's a launch, that doesn't mean that it's the highway. So, I mean,
it's the highway owns that public launch.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
To a point.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant?
It's about the only place I can see to build it on that property with the bluffs and the setback from this waterway, the setback from my well, the setback from everything else.
And from the real highway, you're considerably yeah. back. So, all right. Any correspondence?
Just one from MnDOT.
Okay.
What did MnDOT say?
I'm going to summarize it. Basically, just don't have your building on the property and request a survey if you want it so you're not putting it on the property of MnDOT, and make sure your overhangs don't go over.
So it's 5 feet back.
Yeah.
So basically, just don't build it on the property.
Yeah.
MnDOT came there and did drop. They had their own survey.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Then you can request to do it again.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So you'll put more lap out there, whatever you want, just so, yeah. more, so we don't turn into a trunk highway 34 and have houses built on right away and garages built on right away. And yeah. That's all we're trying to prevent.
Any work within the right of way requires permit to yeah. do any grading.
Right. Okay. We'll close testimony then, and we'll debate what we want to do here with this application.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I think as long as he stays out of the right of way, I'll make a motion right
there.
Okay. Great. I'll second it.
Okay.
Well,
Dell? No. Dell's got a second? Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your right hand. Pose. That's carried. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, now Bruce Holkerbeck requesting a variance to replace an existing dwelling and patio. The dwelling is located 79 feet from the ordinary high and 61 feet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, like I said, we just want to, the house was built in the early 60s, and my parents bought it in 80, and now we're thinking of retiring, and we can't winterize it, so we want to build a new one, and we're 21 feet too close to the lake,
okay.
and we can't move, we moved back, we'd be moving into a hill, we moved the other way and back, that's where Rick Renner wants to put the sewer. If it's approved, we got to redo the sewer, so
yep.
we're kind of stuck.
And we're just asking to be in the same footprint as the cabin house.
Yeah.
Oh, no new impervious. You just came with
the house is, it'll be bigger, but it'll, we're not moving closer to the lake.
Oh, okay.
The house.
That's what I want to be clear on. Cause
yeah, the house is only bigger. Now okay. is only 700 okay. square.
Well, I've seen that in there. So when she said no new footprint, for right. me the footprint is the actual size of the house. So yeah, I just want to be clear.
The corner, like.
Got it. Yeah. Closest to the lake.
Yeah. Closest yep. to the lake. Yep. South.
The addition is going backwards.
It'll go yeah, back and then the a little bit north
okay.
into the hill.
Okay.
But I don't think our impervious. I mean, we're not.
You got a lot of room.
Yeah, it's over an acre, I think.
So. Yeah, a lot of room. You're at 15% of what you're proposing. So.
Yep. Okay, you've heard the proposal. Questions of the applicant about the numbers or anything else? What was the purpose? Was it 15?
Yeah, 15 to 15.
15, yeah. yeah. So we're clear there.
All right. Well within the guidance.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, was there a garage as well? Or a garage is new?
There's going to be a garage on it, yep.
But there isn't currently?
Not on the old house, no.
So most of the new footprint is the garage, I would suspect.
No. The house, there's going to be an attached garage. But to the east, you know, we're
away from the lake.
Away from the lake, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
28 by 36.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Got a good drawing here. Easy to read. Okay. Any other questions? Any correspondence?
Do in favor.
Any comment from the public? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request.
I mean, it's a very reasonable
pretty request. Straightforward application. Yeah.
We're trying to use, I think, best use of that land over the next 20 years. We're in here 500 of the same thing, because there's a lot of smaller cabins that are going to get torn down.
Hopefully.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
We're all still here.
Somebody will.
Well, somebody will. Not me.
We'll get mine now.
Okay. All right. I couldn't agree more with that. Yeah. All right. I'll entertain a motion if there's no. Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none. All in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed, same. That's carried. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
It looks nice. Good
yeah. Luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
The third applicant, Jeannie and William Kaufman, requesting a variance to replace an existing non-conforming dwelling with a larger dwelling to go to 30 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the reported 75.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Todd Nelson. I'm the contractor that they hired to build their house. Pretty simple variance request. If you guys are at the site, you've yep. seen what we've got going on. We want to put the house basically right where the old house is now. That would be in front of the new house, and that's 30 feet from the high water line.
Yep.
And if we move it back the other 7.5 feet, we're going to lose that beautiful pine tree that's back there. That's one of the things we want to save.
Yep.
And we also would like to have a little bit more room for our septic tank that's going to go in the back of the lot. And also, we don't want to crowd the existing detached garage. So that's the basis of our variance request.
Yep. Okay. I think the issue is pretty basic. You're in the shore impact zone.
Yep.
And we would like to be out of the shore impact zone, and especially if there's room to move back. And upon our observation, that tree would have to be destroyed, but there is room to move back.
Mm-hmm.
And are you going to have to tilt the house? There's a little angulation on the lot.
Yep. Yeah, the house is going to be parallel to the lake.
Parallel to the?
To the lake shore.
Okay, not okay. parallel to the?
Not parallel to the lake shore.
Okay. Yep. That was good. But, yeah, it would be my impression that there's room to move back to get out of the shore impact zone, and I think the board would concur with that. But I'm not speaking for the board, but
that's my thought. Feet, is that correct?
Pardon?
Yeah, I hate to lose that tree. We're already losing enough trees there, But the trees that we're taking out now are at the end of their life cycle. This pine tree is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So one thing that's going, the houses on either side are, I measured them, they were 26 feet from the lake, so we're not encroaching on anybody's view or anything there.
Pardon?
We're not encroaching on anybody's view of the lake or anything.
No,
the houses next door are 26
no.
feet.
But the goal is if you're going to rebuild, if we can get it out of the shore impact zone,
right.
that can reduce environmental mm-hmm. impacts to the lake, because hot that's, water running in the lake is not ideal for any
right.
any species. That
there well, no, I get that. They do have a natural shoreline.
That's one of our objectives, is to keep everybody out of the right. shore impact zone if possible.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Hi. I'm
you sure can?
this property my parents bought when they were teachers here in Detroit Lakes, and I grew up on that cabin,
yep.
and it is falling apart. We inherited it. It's been our goal to respect my parents. My dad was a chemistry physics teacher, and he loved the land. He always kept a natural beach. And we replanted with the DNR,
okay.
a natural beach. And I'm on the COLA, I'm a COLA rep for our lake, and am very concerned. I certainly don't want to do anything that's going to hurt the lake, but I don't really see, especially since we have so much beach that is natural and protecting, and has always protected our beach.
Yeah.
Wondering if there's any leeway that you can offer, because we do. Where I had the Ed Clem from the DNR out 2 years ago to talk about the trees, and yeah. I'm mourning those trees.
Yeah.
I mean, it's devastating. But he also said that they had some disease. I forget the name of it, but
two-line chestnut.
Yes. And it happened during COVID, and a lot of trees were affected. And he said these trees are really old and they're probably rotted. But we do want to save the trees that we have, and
right.
that pine tree is one that. My dad planted, and
No, it isn't our objective to destroy trees. I mean, believe me, we do take that seriously. But however, the proximity of the lake has been determined, you know, 37 and a half feet. And that's the number that we have to respect. Okay. And some lakes, it's 50 feet, you know, the shore impact zone. So it varies from lake to lake. 37 and a half feet is pretty close to the water.
Mm-hmm. But that's the way that whole beach is.
Right, 37 and a half feet.
But then that's where you have to respect that the precedent setting. So yeah. If the neighbor comes and said 26 feet, they're going to ask for the same thing. And we just keep perpetuating the problem. Right.
Right.
So we're trying to work our way out of the problem.
Yeah.
So when the neighbors want to rebuild and retire, which you heard in the last people, is, you know, right? So then we're trying to get our way out of that problem, not perpetuate it.
Yeah.
So we set precedent. I'm not here to say that I'm going to vote no or yes, but I'm just saying that. That's how you have to look at it, though. You just keep perpetuating this issue that back in 1950 or 40 they did this. Well, then it's not 1950 or 40, right? Our lakes continue to deteriorate and do their thing.
And we will never correct all the issues on the lake.
No, you'll never.
That won't ever happen in our lifetime. But when we have an opportunity, we need to move in that direction. That's, I think the board would be unanimous in thought. Yes, go ahead.
What is the impact of the existing well and septic? Is that changing then, or is there a new well?
Yep, there's going to be a new well and a new septic whole thing.
Yeah.
Would moving 7.5 feet have an impact on that in any way?
I can't say yes or no for sure.
It's, right.
It just depends on how close to the road right away we end up when we.
Yeah.
Because we have to be 10 feet from the house. So far,
you got to have plenty of room for that.
I think there's room.
We're just asking for you, basically, you know, like the mark that I made when I was out there was just what we kind of walked it, you know, shifting it. Because if you go straight back, obviously you're going to get more of the issue with your neighbor's property line because of the angle. So it's like shift it maybe 5 feet this way, come back 7.5. Roughly, you're probably in that same vicinity. From where you've got it written, if you wanted the septic, there should be no issue. For the well, there'd be no issue.
Oh, good. Once we tear the cabin down, the well's going to go up somewhere to the left. Anyway, so the well will go up there because we got to keep that 50 feet from the tank.
Yep.
So, the only thing that we do, if we move it to the north a little bit, we are going to be crowding that existing garage.
Yeah. No. You'll have to figure that out.
Right. I mean, that's your choice of house size and all those things, right? And we can't.
I don't.
You can go up.
It won't be that close when you move it back 7.5 feet, will it?
Yeah.
Will it?
But in everybody's eyes, right? What's too close?
Right. But anyway.
Say 1 foot's too close for 10 feet or 100 feet.
So our concern, the board's concern, would be the shore impact zone. So to move back 7.5 feet, I think. We could concur with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's no leeways?
37 and a half feet, yeah.
That's what it's going to be.
No leeway.
Thank you.
And I mean, it that's the rule. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not our rule. You know, we didn't arbitrarily say 37 and a half feet. You know, we could, But
it's hard to set a precedent, right? So you're on that lake, and there's going to be multiple people trying to build.
So.
Continue.
Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Any correspondence?
One opposed.
Pardon?
One opposed.
Okay. Any comment from the public? Enjoy it. Yes.
How big is the tree?
Pardon?
How big is the tree?
Not that big around.
It's a big tree. It's not a Minnesota record, but it's
going to move it back.
What?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add to your... Okay. All right, we'll close testimony then and we'll deliberate.
I guess I'm going to ask, do you want to go back and reevaluate this? Do you want to look and see if you can do that? Or would you be good if we give it to you at 37 and a half? And you'll make it work, or
what he's saying is you can table it.
You can table it and try
to readdress whatever.
Yeah, so could you change your design some to make it fit more? Do you want to think about it? come back next month, or do you want to just...
We've worked on this design.
Okay. I'm on revision number 14.
It started with a two-story, and we realized we don't need all that. We just want something simple and a one floor.
Okay.
It actually started with 4 years ago when we wanted to replace a window.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go there. you've been through that process, it sounds like.
And
we want something that works for you, and we're not trying to, you know, hard nose you or anything, but there is a rule that we do need to stand by. And you can, if you want, you can table it for 30 days and come back.
But there's no chance they're going to meet the 75%.
No.
So,
no.
Right. 37.5. Yeah, what you want.
And that number won't change probably next month.
No.
No. But that's your option if you want to table it and talk about it again, or
I don't think so.
Or you want to proceed, or pardon?
Well, it won't proceed as long as the site permit is approved at 37.5 feet.
Okay. All right. All right. The applicant is ready to proceed at 37.5 feet.
I think as long as they put in stormwater protection, probably some French drains,
and I think
water.
I think that should be part of the motion.
Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, somebody want to make a motion?
I'll go ahead. I'll make a motion that we approve the variance with the adjustment changing it from 30 feet to 37.5 feet, maintaining the other setbacks so that it doesn't get closer to the property ending in 660000. And that there is water mitigation to be done. Work with the Watershed District to determine what recommendation we normally go with the French drains.
Okay.
And with that, I do think then it will fall within the harmony and the intent of the ordinance.
Right.
I think it will fit the locality. I mean, it's definitely going to be back further than it's improving it from existing.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Cool. Second it. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That is carried. Congrats.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Our next applicant, Daniel and Gary Fleit, requesting a variance for a 340 square foot water oriented patio located 9 feet from the ordinary outdoor.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
I guess I want to try to go back a little bit and just explain how I, not trying to come here begging for forgiveness.
No.
I made a little mistake. New lake landowner and contacted the county in July and asked, I wanted to improve the lot. It was a green space, no improvements on the lot at all. It was just basically a barn field. And I was told to do a site plan, so I put one together and I sent it to the county, and I got a land alteration permit, not realizing it wasn't for the entire objective of what I wanted to do at the...
Yep.
So Jeff called me and said, hey, what are you doing over there? And I halted all construction and what we were doing, just put it back together enough so I didn't have erosion issues and things like that. And so that's what I'm here for today, is just explain where I came from and why we did what we did, and looking for approval for the patio.
Okay. Well,
which is already there, correct?
There, right?
Are you aware of the size that's permittable at that location?
I wasn't at the time of when I did this. When Jeff called me, I argued with him saying, I do have a permit. What are you talking about? And I went back online. I didn't go back online when I got the permit. Yep. The permit description led me to believe that everything was approved, but if you go back online, it's very clear that I should have had other permits taken out.
I mean, you have a allowable permit for 120 square feet, and your total is over 400 square feet, so you're not just out of bounds. It's it's egregious, and I'm not going to jaw on you. You've stated your case, but you should have come.
Yes.
And I had a permit, and we could have talked about this up front instead of after the fact.
I totally agree with you.
It puts this board in an awkward situation.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to compromise our the requirement, and at the same time, you want to move forward, and I understand that. I think, speaking for myself, you're going to have to redo some of that, or all of it. And the board maybe will speak to that.
Sure.
We can flat out deny the permit, or we can modify it, you can work through it, or you can start over, and yeah. Because it's not good. What you did is not good.
Yeah,
I mean, you got a beautiful lot there, but that's wrong, what you did.
Yeah.
And we were just on the halfway around the lake 3 months ago, same situation. And the guy waited, and we worked out something that was amicable to both parties. Mm-hmm. And you didn't give us that opportunity.
I understand.
And, yeah. And I'm not chewing you out. I'm just stating the fact.
You know, when I got the call from Jeff, I couldn't believe I'm in the construction field, and I'm not hugely knowledgeable about lake stuff like this.
Yeah.
But
you got a very nice lot there.
I understand that permits are the way of life, and
yeah.
I apologize for the step way book, and that's all I can say is that we missed that step, and
and it's an important step.
It is, and when we tried to figure out what we're going to do with the property. We didn't move much dirt to get to that point, trying to figure out how to retain the dirt that's there because it was washing away.
Yep.
And
you had your sprinklers on the day I was out there, and I got wet feet.
Well, that's why we have that little wood path to get up there.
We followed that. Okay. Questions of the applicant?
I mean, now that you're here, and obviously I'm sure it's not desirable, but if we do tell you to modify it, could you redo it to?
Yeah, there's ways to modify it. We're looking for a place for our family to hang out by the lake and not be on this mm-hmm. weird slope. And we just wanted a little spot to have just some chairs and things like that.
Yep.
I don't know if all you have been out there, but it's just a little area of privacy at that lower level so that we're not just sitting out there and sitting out there. And that's where we were hoping to be. And I understand that it's not the lawful level. It's way out there, out of line.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to take what you've done and redo it. I mean, it can be done. You can plant grass. But would you like to table your application for 30 days and work with the
I guess if the board sees that, if that's what I should do.
That's one thing we can do. I mean, we can deny it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another thing we can do, or we can accept it. I mean, but
what's your feeling on taking that area that's in front there where you have sand now and converting that into grass?
No problem at all.
Or like native, where you can work with the soil and water and do like a lot of native planting.
We can definitely, that's easy enough. I even thought about taking a little bit of that front where it circles out a lot and just kind of make it a little bit smaller,
squares,
pulling it back a little bit from there. And if you want that, I thought the sand was good for just water. If water came off of that, it kind of go through the sand and it just kind of
go through an inch of rain, all that sand goes in the lake.
And we can pull the sand out, especially in front of the patio, and that might even look better, but pull that out and put in dirt, and I have no problem with that at all. Actually, I think that'd look great.
And you can actually get cost sharing on the native planting, right?
Pardon?
They can get cost sharing on the native plantings through the soil and water. They'll actually help aid.
Yeah.
Protect the lake. I'm not telling you how to do that. But
so are you thinking all the sand all the way across the whole
property? You're allowed some sand,
Or just the area in front of the patio?
You're allowed one third of your frontage. So if you get 150 feet, you're allowed 50 feet.
Of sand.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm too far over that, but of sand, I can't remember off the top of my head.
And I don't know if you are. We were just talking.
But if in front of the patio area, from the basically the dock.
Right. So let's say you took, if we allowed you to go make it something straight across, take that out. But then instead of when the water hits us right now, it's heading right for the water.
It's a sheet fall.
Okay.
So that's what we're saying. Take everything, it's like over here, if you want this to be sand, fine. But this area here, we'd like it to be grass, so it's going to catch the water, not send it right to the lake.
Sure. Yeah, I actually thought about that after, you know, basically taking that bulb right off the front there.
Right.
You'll still maybe have a little bit of a curve, but just connecting the dock to the walkways. And yeah, take that sand out of there, put in some.
Just trying to compromise.
Whatever we need. I'm here to compromise.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, we would have, you know, from a precedent, we wouldn't have approved it, but now we're here, so we have to make the best for the lake. Kind of how I look at it, right?
Well, do you want
it's done, but if we can make it better.
Yeah. Better. Would you like to take 30 days and put a comprehensive plan together, what you do want to do to adjust
yeah,
and bring
can,
it back?
If,
and then we won't need to, we don't design them.
We're going to have to need to know the square footage and what he's proposing.
Right.
That's why if he comes back with that on there and drawn out, I think it would help.
Okay, but he's hearing is our concerns, right? So if he's willing to square off, go native, still have some sand.
I was out there and I can't, when you say square it off, Colton.
The bulb. The one that's been pulled over to the lake, or whatever, the moon, or whatever you want to call it.
Get rid of this area out here, so yes, it's definitely not going to meet.
So basically, bring it straight.
It's not going to ever meet the 120, and we know that, but to go back and replace what is there, that's not going to work either.
Almost basically come, I thought, Roger, come from here and go straight across.
And that would cut out about...
probably a third.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where it's closest to the water.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then if he does that in, puts the grass in there, it's, I guess it still isn't.
Yep.
It's got a buffer.
The code, but it'll
got a buffer.
Right.
Well, so the 9 foot
would be gone.
Distance would be bigger.
Yeah. And we just don't know exactly what that is.
Are you thinking the grass just where the patio?
Why don't you come on up here once and bring your drawing here. We can look at it.
So obviously if we were to put, you know, like Dale's picture and mine together, obviously you're coming across here. Mm-hmm. See, and that's what we get what you want. You're coming down, you want a walkway.
This chunk out.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is get wax that off so that, you know, you're taking off the area that's closest to it.
Yep.
And then put grass. What we'd like to see is basically from, I'll almost say from here all the way to there.
Where would the patio is. Yeah,
it'd be nice to see a little swale or a berm can hold some water, you know, that's, right? I mean, it'd be ideal within that design. And soil water can help you with that.
I honestly don't know which way the patio is tilting.
I'm guessing it's going to the lake.
Yeah.
I would guess that, but
I don't have a laser to shoot it or nothing.
A berm there would.
But if you work with Ed Clem on that, he could help you with that.
Yeah.
Ed Clem from Soil and Water.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you had a berm there, that would be a home run.
Okay. That'd right along that.
The patio part, right? So you're not sheet pulling to the lake. You know, just going to give a little swale.
Yep.
Plant your natives in there to hold some water.
What was that name again? Ed Clem?
Ed Clem. C-L-E-M.
Kyle, you can give his number, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Kyle can help you connect with him. And they do cost share, like I said.
Yeah.
I know multiple lake owners that'll get...
And Ed's been out there and seen this already, so he knows the area.
Okay.
All right.
I will get a hold of him.
So you're going to withdraw that then for 30 days?
Table it.
Table it.
Go on, pay again.
And to come back in November? That work for you?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Work for the board. Everybody okay?
Again, I apologize for skipping a step. You know, not the first one, but
nope. All right.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. Go ahead.
The next applicant is Cotton Lake Curlies LLC. Request a variance 1 to construct an addition to an existing non-conforming, non-dwelling related structure to be located 0 feet from the road right-of-way, deviating from the required setback of 45 feet from the right-of-way of a county road within the shoreline district, and to be located 20 feet from the side yard setback, deviating from the required setback of 30 feet for a commercial lot located next to a differently zoned lot. 2. To construct a deck addition to be located 80 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required setback of 100 feet on a recreational development lake. Agree to be at 42% impervious surface coverage, all requests due to lot size and setback issues.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
A lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff. We're just trying to improve the current Curlies restaurant location to allow for a better use of the kitchen area. That's the number one variance I'm asking for.
Excuse me, can you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carrie Friesen.
Okay, thank you.
So you're just gonna run that straight and square off that
Correct. Yeah. Because it's really kind of clumpy how it and the building is. So we'd like to square that off to allow some additional like freezers and things like that in there, so it's not so choppy and the flow of the restaurant can provide better food services.
Yep.
And number two, so the deck currently right now is kind of not in good condition, and we'd like to be able to remove that and allow it to go out a little farther to the lake, so that way our customers can enjoy that dining experience on the lake.
So you're going to have outdoor dining with that, that you're in town. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Are you going to wrap it around, all the way around the current septic tank where that is at?
Correct. On that side? Yep. That's where we'd like to do that. We just met with the plumbing inspector today to do some modifying to make that better system as well.
Okay. Questions of the applicant? Boy, you did a good job. No questions.
Thank you.
Okay. No questions. All right. Any correspondence?
No. I did meet with the highway superintendent, Jonah Jacobson, out there. He was fine with it, basically, because the existing building is already encroaching.
Right.
As long as we didn't encroach anymore,
we're not moving.
We'll actually be behind.
So they're okay.
He was fine with it.
Yeah, I think that's a big issue.
Yeah, from the bar area, I mean, they're already.
Yeah, the bar is closing. Right?
The bar is closer. The building is actually closer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it kicks out there. Weirdly,
yeah, he was content.
Could you consider any like water mitigation up towards the lake at all? You know, from the deck to the shoreline.
Right now, it's currently all grass.
It is all grass, but I mean, obviously, it flows for a few.
They do have a retention pond there, right here.
Oh, I missed that. Though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there is one there.
But I mean, a lot of that water is not going there. But
no, I don't. I mean, that's.
I mean, I'd have to.
It's you. I'll tell you that.
Well, this is you.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but I mean, I'm just saying, there's a lot of roof line that, at the impervious, if you were willing to mitigate some water impact of the lake, you know, between your deck and the lake, you know, you could help with the environmental impacts that you're.
I think the well is right in front. So if you look where the well is.
Oh, I must have missed that.
It's right down the here. Hole.
Right by the trees?
Yeah.
The well is right down here.
Yeah. You could do anything.
Right.
But I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
I think it's a good idea. I mean, it's a long square footage that's going to the lake.
And I think that, I mean,
that roof will go to the lake eventually.
The deck has no issue. It was added to the roof line. And I mean, if you could just mitigate some water, I mean, there.
And Carrie, you could put some French drains in there off the north side. They're not expensive.
No. Gotcha. Yeah, or you just a little swale between the deck and the lake or something. Just try to mitigate some water to.
To drain properly.
Just so it doesn't go right to the lake. It's got a little
try
time
to slow it down.
Slow it down. Try to try to get it to absorb down. But
okay.
I also understand that you're inheriting a site that has that much impervious has been granted over the years too, right?
Right.
I mean, the parking lot and the old pink cabins and I mean it's all just kind of
a lot of history.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there. So I mean it's kind of hard to say no, but
okay. Well, I can definitely add something to help retain that.
Well, the other thing, when you're looking at this, I mean, that deck setback, Cotton Lake is, we recently found this out with the Muscatel variance. Almost nearly every lake this summer was at the ordinary high with the precipitation we had last spring.
Yeah.
This lake is still, they have this ordinary high set 2 feet above the current water level. So it's actually, like that entire beach area is within. You'll notice it on the next two applicants as well. Dean, I think it should be reevaluated because it's, again, most lakes were at their ordinary high this spring with that what we had, but this one wasn't even close.
Well, isn't that the definition of ordinary? Basically?
Yeah, but I mean, ordinarily, where we were with our precipitation, we should have been there.
Right.
And this one still had way long time to go.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Floyd is right there. I mean, it's right in ordinary high water. It was like right there.
Well, I think with that surface area, Colt, you got a good idea to add that, I believe. And if you'd want to put that into a.
Yeah, I'll motion to approve everything as requested. Just try to we need to mitigate the water runoff from the kitchen addition
and the north side of the building.
And the north side of the building.
to mitigate the water from sheep flowing into the lake.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll second it.
Second it? Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Congrats.
Thank you.
You're off and running.
Try.
If you could not ask for a bar at the end of the dock, I would appreciate it.
Yes, Holmes. What else want to do? Keep going.
All right.
Our next applicant, Craig Hassler, Jill Rudolph, requesting a variance to rebuild a dwelling with an addition to be located 14 feet from the right-of-way, deviating from the required 45. And the other. Doesn't state what the second dimension. So it's a dwelling. We're going to be 14 from the right of way with the dwelling and 45 feet from the ordinary height of the dwelling.
And 45 from the road, right?
No.
Oh, no.
This is written.
It says 47 and 45 is what it's showing here.
This thing's goofy. Request to fill the dwelling with the right of 14, deviating from the required 45.
I read that and I'm looking at the picture and they were different.
Be located, yeah, so 14 from the right of way, deviating from 45 and feet 45 from the ordinary height. That's the two requests.
So when are we going to get that changed?
What's that?
That 45 feet.
We can't, remember?
Well, you can't be lobbying the DNR.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't need a reason for what they do, so.
That's a good job for you.
45 plus for what now?
Well, it's 32 on any county road.
Right.
But in the shoreline district, it pushes you further towards the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what the DOT just reduced it, right? We just reduced it on the state highway, too. It went from 60 to 85.
85.
That's what it was.
It was 85 when we reduced it to
30 or 32.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, we're.
But the DNR
in the shoreline district is 45.
But I'm getting at, I mean, how can. Yeah, it doesn't make sense if you can build back close to the state highway versus it.
Yeah, and they force you closer to the lake.
Well, and we would have went 30 across the board. They said we couldn't because we can't be less restrictive than that. Otherwise, we would.
Yeah, I know we would do it. We need to get it for the DNR. You want to sign
good
you that?
Good luck.
We're getting after.
Special counsel.
Good for you. Well, if you go to Isaac Waltman, you could be chief senior advisor.
There you go.
Road impact guy.
Hey, you live out there by Willis.
Okay, enough.
I'm going to stop. I promise. So just to be clear, again, Jonah was out here. He was good with this, so based off the locality and everything. There's a tree buffer there. He's not taking those trees. The 45 is an existing setback. He's squaring that one corner of the house. And there really isn't. What are we looking at for structure size? 36 by 32?
Right at the moment is 36 by 32, and I would like to add 8 to the back towards the road and 8 to the north.
From the footprint.
Right.
From the footprint, lakeshore side would stay the yep. same, except there would be an extension of 8 feet on the north side.
Going to the north side.
Yeah. Okay.
He's at 23.
It's where
the
25
is the
footprint.
Yep.
Okay, any questions of the applicant? What he's proposing
doing that with the 8 feet going to the north, is that still going to meet the side setback?
He will meet that. We looked at that, but I think, you know, Craig, when I filled this out, I think I only went 6 feet to the left towards the road.
Well, that's correct, Kyle. And then I put the string out there and I had room for 8. And I thought that if I was going to do this, and I think that I'm still well within the impervious pervious ratio there.
I think that would work, but we'd have to amend that from 14 to 12. That would be the consideration.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So this is written for 6?
It's written for 6, yeah.
You're talking for side setback.
Road.
Yeah, 12.
Yeah, I haven't
read it for 6 No, I would like 8 because of the construction factor, then it won't cost me any more money to go the extra 2 feet. Just whatever the board's willing to allow is what
yeah.
And Joan had no concern.
No, Joan was good.
Okay. Any other questions?
Did you measure the 14 feet? Or who made, who set? Who?
Jonah and I did.
The 14
yeah.
feet?
Yeah.
And that was with 6 foot addition?
Yeah.
All right. Any comment from the public? Okay. Hearing none. Any correspondence?
No.
Nope. Closed testimony then. And we played with some numbers there, so we'll have to be inclusive of those numbers when we make the motion. So,
I'll make a motion that we approve the request in amending, changing it from 14 feet from the county road right away to 12 feet. And findings of fact, I think it definitely falls within the harmony and the intent of the zoning ordinance. I definitely think it meets within the locality and the community of which it's being built. It'll put it to good reason.
It fits in. Yep. Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Vote. Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. That's passed. Okay. Good luck.
Appreciate it.
Our next applicant is Michael Howell, requesting a variance to replace an existing dwelling. Let the dwelling be located 40 feet from the ordinary high water mark and deck be located 25.
Good evening.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Mike Howell.
Yep. We were out and looked at your site, your building site. You got a nice lot there. A couple questions, I guess, that I had, and I don't know if the rest of the board does or not, but you've got a structure in the shore impact zone
mm-hmm.
by the water. Would you be, as a compromise, be willing to remove that and get it out of the shore impact zone? As when previous applicants you've heard were trying to get homes out of the shore impact zone.
Structures.
The structure, yeah.
Structure.
Yeah.
The home structure.
Not the home. No, excuse me, I said home. Yeah. I misspoke. You know the structure I'm talking about.
Yep, that's yep. the old boathouse.
The old boathouse, yep. The old
that boat. Was actually one of the reasons we bought the property.
Oh.
Like I said, I didn't realize that that there was a, you know, the intent of the county was to try to remove what was already there. But because we actually have made some improvements to the building already. Inside, we put some spray foam to structurally shore it up and poured a new floor and put a few doors in.
I don't think it's improvements that we're looking at. It's to, as much as it is to get it out of the shore impact zone.
I would be willing to put gutters on it and direct the water back towards land versus the lake into some French drains. So the watershed that lands on it would not be going towards the lake anyway.
Mr. Chair, just with no ill intent of this board or disrespect, I did hear that was coming from the tour. I was actually at a legal training last Thursday. I brought that to their attention. Actually, by state statute, that is illegal for us to ask for that compromise.
Okay.
And that's coming from a land use attorney that defends us on everything.
Okay.
I can get that in writing after this meeting if you don't want to trust my opinion, but I did ask.
Yeah, no, that's
it's been a practice of ours. And we had a meeting on variances for about 4 hours, so we went over lots of things, and that did come up.
So then, that's off the table.
Is it illegal?
He advised me it's illegal.
No, what statute that is.
It could be in this judicial case law, you know, where they say they some judge.
Yeah.
So it's just precedent, right?
Yeah.
That, it might not be illegal.
It might not be illegal.
But it's going to make the county vulnerable. Maybe that's a better word, but I'm not.
I got a consensus because I wasn't there, right? And I wanted to make sure I was prepared.
Have you talked to the neighbor? Because it does look like it is on, part of that is on their property.
Yes.
And how have you guys got that?
He's willing to sign a form. He drives on our property to get into his property too, out at the road. We have kind of a mutual thing there. And he was willing to come tonight and speak in favor. He's a friend of ours.
9 out of 10 times he's going to be awarded that anyways. for adverse construction or prescriptive, okay, right?
If you want to go, if you want to go to court.
You ain't, I'm not saying you're going to get 10 feet around the building, but you're going to get that.
Foot, portion. 2 foot, whatever it is.
They would grant you corrective title, most likely. It'd be cool if you could solve it without that, but.
Yeah, if you go through the lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's just, I'm just saying, you might want to get that cleared up, yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be always.
We have talked to him about getting a document that's recorded with both pieces of property, so it's covered now.
Is that Lieberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it did also look like you probably would have some room removing the old garage to move it further back from the 25 feet to try and get it out of the shore impact zone.
That would restrict our area for a drain field. Is that would be, once that's removed, I'm still confident that we will have good perking soils there for the garage if we have to get into that with part of a pressure bed type drain field.
Yeah, given the fact that your well is in the northwest corner of that house and being 50 feet, you wouldn't be able to put that on that westerly side of the house.
I think we can do a lot of stormwater improvements too. The previous owner had a tractor that he liked to use, and that road on the east side, he drove down and would grade the beach and maintain that road. And we would get rid of the gravel going right to the snow. It rains and the water goes down Alger Lane and it goes right down that trail into the lake.
And you know what we're trying to do?
Right. And so right. We'd definitely take care of that.
Okay. So you'd be willing to get rid of that for grass and stuff. You can, yep, still drive across, yep, it, but.
I mean, even a berm or something.
We're talking to reduce it back all the way. What you're saying?
Well, we only own, the previous owner.
Right, I see that already.
He thought he owned 2/3 of it, but yeah, he only owned a few feet of it.
Right. So yeah, he likes to expand his wings a little bit, it looked like.
Yeah. He let the neighbor use it, but it's mostly on the neighbor's property.
Right. At least you'd be willing to get rid of this portion down here by the lake that's on yours.
Definitely, right? Yeah. Okay. And we're actually going to, we would talk with the township too about trying to improve Alger Lane, because when we leave now, it's, you almost have to have a four-wheel drive to get out,
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, it's steep. Pretty steep.
If we can,
it's not in the budget, Mike.
Yeah, well, we'll probably provide the fill if we can just get a plan.
I was going to say, I don't know about the budget there.
We got any money.
And I think we can fix that Alger Lane so it's not that
big. He said he will do it.
You know too much over there. Yeah, no. Bring that up.
Any other questions of the applicant?
Good. You have enough product to compromise a little bit where you move it a little bit farther back, you know, so you're talking half of it, you know, half of the 37 and a half. Some compromise. I mean, you hear us with the last guy, yeah, and maybe he had the room, but
we're at 40 with the house, and it's just,
what's the house right now?
It's 18 point, just under 19 feet.
Is there a deck there?
No.
No, just
the house. When you were out there with us, we were thinking it was about 40 feet back to the existing.
That's what we're, yeah.
So I mean, just because it, the last time it was over 1344, which is a set high water mark, was 82 years ago. And there was only one time it's been over 1344.
Yeah, so when we measured it, assuming,
yeah,
that we were close, given our precipitation, yeah, that we should be right there. Yeah, yeah, and we found out through the Curley's application. The reason we found that out is because there's a variance in there to be 84 feet with that existing bump out. And I'm like, I measured it and I'm like, well, this is 84 feet as well. And then we shot it all, but he lost a significant area as well as everyone else. But
yeah, I would, we actually prefer to be back as far as we could. It's just leaving room for the drain fields.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not in the design business, but you are 26 feet from the water there with your deck, with your front part of your house. Well, it would seem to be 40. Yeah, the house is at 40,
yeah,
but
it's the deck.
The deck is not at 40. The deck is at 26.
And
it would seem to me, I mean, we don't design. That's your job, not ours.
Right.
But it would seem to me that we need to find a way to get that closer to 37 and a half feet than it is. Yeah. That would be my opinion.
I know in the average setback, you know, our left and right property,
yep,
if I look at that, the average of them is like a foot. Because the left neighbor is zero and the other neighbor,
yep,
is like a couple feet. Well, if we add 20 to that.
And I think when you're in the shore impact zone, you don't use that string test to.
I will tell you this, though.
Yep.
So like, for instance, let's separate these variances and say it's the house only at 40 feet. If the board is acceptable with that, technically, there is a house in that placement, and if you wanted to replace the house with or leave the floor, the existing concrete floor foundation of that home, you could leave that. And that would be considerably closer. It'd be at 18 feet. We've often done that. If somebody is, so their house is at 30 feet, they want to build at 40, we've allowed them to put that deck in place of that home with no variance. Hmm. For the simple fact, they could put a house back there, and a deck is a much better
right.
situation.
That's for a reason there's no patio underneath.
Right.
There's a roof on there.
I see
that. Oh, there's a roof on there.
Roof.
Oh, with roof. Okay.
I'm just saying, so technically, if you granted this 40, and he was, we would allow him to rebuild an addition onto this thing for mm-hmm. the next 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And, you know, I mean, he's willing to, you know, do stormwater prevention too, is what I, that's what yeah. I was kind of thinking.
I just see it, I mean, I just see it as a benefit that he's coming from 19.
As what?
I mean, I just see it as a benefit that he's moving back at home.
Yeah.
And that's kind of when I advised him, I mean, I don't want to send him down the wrong path. When I went there, I'm like, well, number one, we thought we were a lot farther, and then also it's like, well, you're improving it, but.
Increasing the impervious surface a lot, though.
Yeah.
But he also didn't include to remove that gravel in his calculation, did you?
What's that?
The gravel down to the lake, that wasn't part of that calculation.
Right, no.
You just left it there, right?
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, that could be a few, maybe a, I don't know, I can't put a number yeah. to it without knowing, but. Percent maybe or something like that.
That'd probably be a little more even if he comes back, because if he's going to get rid of this garage, he probably doesn't need all this up here.
All that gravel up there?
Right.
Yeah, would you, you know, Mike, straight south of the garage, would you be willing to remove that gravel?
Yeah, we don't.
Because that would reduce your impervious, right?
Yeah,
right.
Would, yeah,
so, a big time, actually.
Yeah.
If you took that chunk out and you just added a little bit you needed to get to your garage.
Right. Yeah, just straight out to Elder Lane is all we would need.
Right.
Yep.
That's a lot of percent.
Yeah, then it's, yeah. If you take out this,
right.
You know, there's that, a little bit all that. Around here. It all helps you, I mean, on that number, but.
Probably,
I'd say compromise, right?
Right. Do that, and I also think, man, I like your idea, Cole, of putting some French drains here, anything again to help slow that water runoff to the lake.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then he's willing to do it on the boathouse too.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that
yep.
too. I mean, we want to keep the lake as clean as we can as well.
Yeah. Okay.
The other question?
Yeah.
Comment from the public? Hearing none, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate.
Man, I think it's like Kyle said, if we're moving it back from the lake, it's a win. I think with the compromise of getting rid of some of that class five to reduce the impervious surface and doing good stormwater runoff mitigation, I think it's a decent compromise.
Yeah, on the current structure plus
on the boat house. Because yep. you know it's going off of it right to the water now.
Right.
There's nothing on it.
And yeah. And it's going to be 26 feet high, the structure, so we should have some.
Right.
Yeah. You want to put that in the form of.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we approve.
Make it inclusive of the gravel in them.
Right. I'll make a motion that we approve the variance request to be 40 feet and 25 feet from the ordinary high water mark with the stipulation that the, I'm going to say the gravel on the. That'll probably be what the south side going down to the lake on your property is removed, kind of back behind the garage, and just have a new gravel put in from the garage going up. And then stormwater mitigation to be done on the new structure and on the existing boathouse, directing it to either French drains or some type of water retention.
Okay.
And again, I think it's going to fall within the harmony and the intent of the ordinance. It's definitely going to fit within the community. I think if anything, it's going to only improve the property and probably the impact on the lake.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Second, Dell? Okay.
Mr. Chair, just to be clear, you know, the drawing does show that deck, but the request of the deck has a roof. The drawing shows that the request is not stated. I just want that clear that it is a roof. So,
yeah. All right. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried. Congrats.
Thank you. Our last applicant. We got two.
Two.
LTP RE Holdings LLC. Requesting to construct an on-line to be located 15 from the right-of-way, deviating from 30. And then 10 feet from the side property line, deviating from the required 30 because the properties are not zoned the same.
Hi, my name is Jared Alpoff. I'm representing with Keen Lab. So what we're looking at doing is, like Kyle said, we wanted to put up a shed there. It's going to be a cold storage, insulated. Down the road, we'll probably heat it, but we just need more storage for vehicles, trailers, and some of our product. And once we got our electrical marked out, we actually have to push the whole building to the west 4 feet, which so the what we're asking for on the east side really isn't going to play the part anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And from the road right away off of 34, the building, I think we're inside the right of way, but we want to stick to match everything else around ours, about 6 feet of the river rock all the way around when we're done. And that's where it's going to get closer to that side.
So the structure overhang is at 15 feet or? Or the river rock's at 15 feet?
Towards 34, the river rock would be. And we can cut that back.
So that's not part of it. I mean, river rock doesn't matter anything.
I would
it's
say
the,
no.
It's the eave of the building is what we would want to measure.
Well, we measure wall. And then they're allowed like 2 or 3 feet of overhang okay. by ordinance.
So we're actually farther than 15.
Are you? My computer ain't working, but I just want to make sure you're good on that.
So if you move it 4 feet further to the west,
Ross, you gain a little bit extra from the road right away.
Right. Are you gonna rotate it then?
It's gonna be kind of almost more same, with the same driveway as that driveway that's there right now.
That would probably make more sense.
That would gain you because right now if you just go 4 feet further. You're going to be almost more to here. If you were to tip this corner up a little, it would gain you some here.
And we can. So, that I mean, that's fine. I can definitely move that way.
So make it.
Our biggest thing is we just didn't want to get too close.
With the right of way.
Yeah.
We just didn't want to get too close to the building now, so when the snow falls off, it gets trapped between those two buildings.
Right.
We wanted to have enough room where we can, if we have to.
Yeah, but, you know, this one, if you're just basically, this corner here, if you move this way 4 feet, this is going to get a little bit further away, and if you rotate this out, it should still be fine, I would think.
Okay.
But that's going to help you, because otherwise, if you go 4 feet further, you can tell right here you're closer than you are here. So going this way is going to make it worse. But I think if you push it just up a little bit, just so you don't violate that 15 feet, you know, because that's what you're asking for.
Yeah.
I would say just square it with the right-of-way line.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yep.
So the 15 feet is the southwest corner, because that's the closest point.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, that is.
I'm guessing. Yeah. So that's what I was saying, Larry. You know, if you look at it, if you were just to continue at that same angle, it'd get worse. If you do what Greg said, well, then it'd probably be fine.
I think it'd be better if we rotated.
I think so.
I mean, just by looking at it.
Right.
Square up with this approach.
Yep. It would help with that too.
You in agreement with that?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Without measuring that, what kind of numbers are we going to come up with tonight? I think we can allow it to this,
and as long as he doesn't violate that, he may be actually a little bit further.
Yep, he should be further.
But at least, you know, we're basically saying he's can be within, you know, up to 15, but no closer.
Yeah, I think no closer would be a good verbiage. Yeah, no closer would be good. Would we use 15 then, or 18 then, or are we going to change that number?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know. That's my question.
Well, then.
Well, I think we'd approve it on 15.
Yeah,
either way.
It's up to him, but.
Right. No closer. Just, right. No closer than.
No closer than 15. Okay. All right. The board okay with that? Everybody okay? Okay. All right. Any other questions of the applicant? Any correspondence?
Just one from MnDOT, and it was written to comment on both the 113 and 34 is the same. Any grading you do in that right of way or anything, you have to seek a permit from them. If your building or eave is into the right of way, you have to remove it.
Which, yeah, we won't be doing any of that. So, yeah.
And you can always request when MnDOT to stake it. So you're for sure, like 100%. They'll come out and free of charge, just come out and stake it for you.
They'll stake the right away against the street.
They'll stake it as long as you reach out.
Yep.
Okay. So 846-3600.
And you're saying that would be in his best interest to do that.
I would recommend it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I was just going off where we had it surveyed and then the road right away.
Yeah. I would just let that, because they'll break down the section and do it just like if you hired a metal land, but they'll do it for free and just come on and do it. Because we don't want to see an encroachment.
Right. And we don't want them.
No, and right. Because then it just becomes just a
disaster. Yep. It's a nightmare.
Okay.
Understood. Cole, what was that number again?
846-3600.
Okay. Well, any thoughts on a motion? Close testimony?
If it was on other routes, I'd probably have more opinion from my professional opinion, but this thing's got such a wide right-of-way that it was designed to be, the right-of-way was designed to be a four-lane, and we know that's not going to happen. So.
Yeah.
Is the right-of-way there, 150 feet?
Yeah, I bet it's 150. It goes anywhere from 300 to 150. I mean, it depends on where it's at. I mean, that's more looking like 150. But
mm-hmm.
So. It was a different road, I'd say. The county's already given in a lot. Went from 85 to 30. But here, I have no opinion on it.
I'll move to approve.
All right. Larry, move to approve.
I'll second it.
Okay. And... yeah, well, let's have some findings on that.
Fits within the harmony of the location.
Okay.
Comprehensive plan.
It's all commercial, right?
Yes.
Good that we stated it's commercial. Okay. Second?
Dell,
you did. Okay. Did. My bad. That's my bad ear you were talking to. All right. Sorry. All right. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, that's carried. Good luck.
Okay, now the last applicant, Greg and Tammy Sharon.
They're still awake back there, that's good news.
I'm Greg Sharon.
I'm Mike Asklin. I'm the contractor on the site. So what we're looking for today is approval of the decks, high and low. And then on the first meeting, the last meeting we had, we didn't have that the cabin was going to be two-story. Somehow we missed that, so that's part of this application as well, as is the deck on the bluff being covered like a pavilion.
Okay, so you're proposing to add a two-level deck to one structure and a one level deck to the house that you're building. Is that correct?
No, two level deck on both of them.
Two level deck on both of them.
But the problem was before we didn't have the cabin permitted as two story.
Right.
So what is the lower deck going to be?
I'm sorry?
What material is the lower deck going to be?
Decking, just decking material.
A water falls through it.
Yes.
Right.
It's not a concrete patio or nothing like that.
No. And we got from the Coromandel Lakes Watershed District, that's part of their requirements is that it's a pervious material.
That's what I'm asking, because I got that put right in front of me as well.
Yep.
And we want to work with them as well, so.
Yep.
So with this then, you're completely foregoing anything out on the point?
Yeah, we're going to eliminate the gazebo on the point.
Okay.
Yeah. And the gazebo up on the hill.
Where you're at the wedding. You want that one as well.
They want that one, yeah.
That one was permitted as a deck before, right. And now we just want it to be a pavilion. Just a roof over that deck.
With a what?
A roof over top of it.
Okay. Not a pergola or anything like that.
No.
Pergola is pervious. The roof isn't. So.
Right. That's why.
So it's not a pergola. It's a roof.
Right. That's why I asked the question.
Pergola just shields you from sun, not water.
Yeah.
Now, okay. So we have spiral staircases on both of them.
Egress
for.
Well, they vacated the gazebo out on the point, but we're still in the shore impact zone with all of the other decking, and we need to decide what would be the best way if we proceed.
I mean, they do have a practical difficulty here. This lot doesn't give you. There's no question practical difficulty.
Yep.
And I'm stating a fact on my own opinion. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're absolutely correct.
For giving you those other two decks, do you still really need that one up on top of that hill?
The gazebo thingy, that was a deck.
Well, and that what we had talked about was leaving, if we had to, leaving it a deck as permitted, and then just having a temporary, you know, keeping the idea of a temporary structure up there, just keeping it a deck.
Okay.
If we can't get a roof over it.
When you say temporary structure, explain that to me a little bit.
Well, like if somebody wants to have a venue type situation up there, they can put something up for that weekend or whatever.
A canopy or
a
big umbrella.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's not really part of our decision.
Right.
No. I mean, anybody can put a tent or
an
umbrella or a.
You can do that, I think, without
anything right in here.
Yeah,
but the point is there wouldn't be a permanent structure.
Right.
That's what we want to make sure that.
Worst, that's I guess the give and take of it is if we can't have a roof on it, we just want to still keep
Or
a pergola, he's saying. So
you could do a pergola instead. That's pergola is not even part of the. That's just a. You're just shielding sun.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a deck.
So you can do that then?
Yeah. I would. And I'm going to ask Kyle for sure, but I mean, pergolas shouldn't impact
anything. Permitted or no?
Okay. Permitted?
No. Okay.
Because you're just putting slats this way.
Yep.
Take whatever sun angle you got to decide on.
Yep.
That wouldn't have to be permitted, huh?
I wouldn't think so.
No, if that deck is.
The deck's already permitted, so now you're taking your pole straight up and attaching
it. I would say if the deck wasn't, then you put it in structure.
Right.
You'd say what?
I would say if the deck wasn't, then you'd argue that, you're putting up some kind of structure.
But it's already there.
If the deck was
definitely permitted. Say it's still pervious.
Yeah.
Right.
Permitted with the deck.
Because
you do need a permit for a
permit. No, you start enclosing it.
But we gave him that on the previous one,
yeah,
to put the deck up there.
But this will be amended. I mean,
yeah, we can amend it.
We can amend it.
Allowing a pergola.
Yeah. I think we should have different. Okay.
Well, I think it's a big, big trade-off with not having anything on that point.
Right.
Well, that's why they're here
to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the right thing. I mean, ice damming, anything. I mean, long term.
And as with the previous applicants, we have talked with Coromandel Lakes Watershed District as far as stormwater mitigation. What we're going to do as far as French drains. And I think I'm fairly certain that's in here.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. Well, Jeff will want you off easy.
You're right.
And I agree with what he wants.
Yeah. I mean, it's a two-story deal. What are you thinking on the color? I mean, what is your plan on the outside of this building? I mean, it is going to be now a two-story.
I want it to look very warm, very
fit into the structure of the You're good with it being some type of a neutral color.
Yes, basically. As per Cromer Wastewater, it has to be earth tone.
Yep.
The allowed white trim and white windows.
Yep.
Wow.
You're good with that?
He's become weak.
Yes, we are good with that.
All right. I just went to look at Cherry Rhythm when the moon, when the sun's going down. Painting.
I thought you guys weren't into designing.
I think barn red would look good.
Yeah. Purple, pink, whatever.
I'm reading off of Jeff's notes.
I know, I got a Jack Roger up though, because he says it every meeting.
I was listening to you.
We don't design
this stuff.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to help Jeff out.
Jeff don't need
more help. No.
Just to point out that the deck on the boathouse or bunkhouse is smaller than the one on the cabin.
Right.
Just that way on the one on the cabin, that there's a door below it that acts as an awning then too. So.
Okay. I mean, this is the board. They've been reasonable and they keep going back to the drawing board. We tell them what we think and they go back, and they tell them what we think and they go back. And I think at some point they got to move forward, right? Okay. It seems reasonable.
I think it's a real good give and take. Yep. I think you're gonna hear a lot of positives from the community and the people on the lake by getting rid of that boathouse that was an eyesore. Not replacing that out there, to me, is well worth putting these decks on this.
Well, don't go build a big patio out there though.
Right. No.
No. Come for forgiveness. No,
I don't want it to look. I want it to look good.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's referencing one of the other guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Any other questions of the applicant? If we move forward to this, there may be some amending. So think through what you're going to say or what you're going to propose and what it's to include or not to include. I would ask that. That would be my only request. Okay. Is there thought for a motion?
Like a motion that they remove the existing structure on the point. That's a dilapidated structure. Do not replace it. Build their existing plan as per plan with storm mitigation with Cromer Watershed. The proposed roofed deck on the hill, let's call it, or the top of the knob, not be roofed. It could be a pergola as amended from the deck. And the garage build as per plan. And it fits within the locality. To compromise over the last few meetings or last year, and I think that's about it.
Okay.
So we can build a two-story then cabin.
Oh, sorry, yeah. And both as per plan, right?
Per plan.
So you provided the plan, so it's a two-story.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep. Okay. All right. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Second. Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor, say, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, congrats, move on.
Thank you.
Build away. Yep.
Pound nails in the morning.
I'm much more comfortable this time than I was 2 times ago.
What's that?
I say I'm much more comfortable this time than I was 2 times ago.
Oh.
Yeah, that's because you had to wait till last.
Well, I love education very educational.
We're all in it for education.
I'm very good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Are we
adjourning?
Yes.
Should we adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Yeah. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Greg okay. Already did it.
I'll second it.
All right.
It.
You are there. Adjourned. All right. Second, we're adjourned.
All right.
Thank you.